AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump Jr. is testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee this morning.
Senators want to discuss answers Donald Trump Jr. gave Intelligence Committee staff in a 2017 interview, as well as answers he gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee in a separate interview. President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, told a House committee earlier this year that he had briefed Trump Jr. approximately 10 times about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. But Trump Jr. had told the Senate Judiciary Committee he was only peripherally aware of the proposal. Other topics are expected to include the Trump Tower meeting with a Russian lawyer that captured the interest of special counsel Robert Mueller. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Comedian Jon Stewart let lawmakers have it yesterday. The 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is running out of money, and Congress hasn't yet passed a bill that would save it.
Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
Republicans and Democrats say they support the bill. Jon Stewart says it's taking far too long for lawmakers to pass it. Mexico's National Guard is beginning immigration enforcement, say officials there. Mike Hempen reports.
Mexico's new National Guard is a force of 6,000, made as part of an agreement with the U.S. to head off threatened U.S. tariffs on Mexican imports.
But Mexico says it's not trying to stop the flow of immigration, it's trying to register immigrants. Under arrest, a South Carolina woman accused of sneaking into her young son's school and yelling at the third graders who allegedly bullied him. Security video shows Jamie Rathburn circling the children. Witnesses say she was screaming at them. Prices are up a little bit, up 0.1% in May, according to the Labor Department, tempered by lower costs for gasoline and used cars. This is AP Radio News. The 4th of July is approaching, and there appears to be some confusion over the annual national celebration in Washington.
Nobody in the nation's capital seems to know exactly what this year's July 4th celebrations here will look like. President Trump has said he wants to update the annual event into what's being billed as a salute to America that would feature him speaking from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. While Independence Day normally draws tens of thousands of people to the National Mall for a celebration capped by fireworks, an occasion that's run smoothly for years. As this year's holiday nears, nobody outside the White House or the National Park Service seems to have a firm grasp of the plan, and neither are talking. Matt Small, Washington.
A handyman is accused of kidnapping a neighbor, raping her, and chaining her in his Niagara Falls, New York basement. He's pleaded not guilty. Michael Siskowick was in court yesterday. His attorney says he suffers from mental illness. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.